Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You knew things were getting strange with Andrew Luck and the Colts when Frank Reich went to the podium during preparation for week three of the preseason, and he laid down a deadline, and you could just tell that there was more to what we were hearing with the story. I think the same situation is going on with the Carolina Panthers, and the reason this is being talked about in Houston on the air is because the Texans face the Carolina Panthers in week four, a week after they face the Los Angeles Chargers this Sunday. I think if the Texans win this game against the Chargers on Sunday, it's not only a swing game, but they're going to have one of the easiest games of the season the following week, because I'm going to go ahead and call my shot, because I like to call shots every once in a while.
Point to center field.
I told you Andrew Luck would not play week one. I'm going to call my shot right now and say Cam Newton does not play week four for the Carolina Panthers. I want to get your take on this, OG. You know, I'm the podium critic. I feel like you can get a grasp of how people speak at the podium as well, because you've been in front of many coaches. And what do you call it when they're not being honest with you?
What?
Lying season.
Oh, lying season. Yeah, lying season. That's for sure. And I mentioned, I have it right here still from yesterday. I mentioned it to McLean in leg hiking. Cam Newton will not be the quarterback in 2 weeks. I'm initially with you, but I haven't heard the audio yet.
All right, here is Ron Rivera, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, talking about the status of Cam Newton heading into week three and shortly after that. I want the loopholes to listen, 713-572-4610, and tell me if you feel the same way I'm feeling. This is Ron Rivera talking about the future of Cam Newton.
He was with a trainer for the most part all week.
Did he have to undergo x-ray, MRI?
I don't know all that details as far as that stuff's concerned.
Do you know how long?
I have no idea. I have no idea. What he's going to do is he's going to get his treatment, and we'll see how he feels, and we'll adjust it as we go through it.
Martin, you mentioned that he was in the building today doing some rehab. Did you have an opportunity to speak to him yet?
Yes, visited with him, and he's going to do everything he can to get back out as soon as he can.
And getting the best quarterback on the field and putting Cam on the field versus ensuring that he's healthy long-term and preserving him.
Well, I think at the end of the day, nobody will know better than him.
Yeah, this has all the markings, and not just from his comments, but just kind of you putting it all together. One of the reasons that we've talked about this in the last couple of days is it has all the markings of what happened with Andrew Luck. He's got a foot deal now, too, and so that's not going to make it any easier of just a shutdown. Doesn't it have all the markings, just shut him down, even if it's just for a month or something, but maybe even for the season?
John, if you weren't going to be at the show or your status was in doubt and you weren't at the show and you and I talked, like Ron Rivera said that him and Cam Newton talked, they had a conversation, I would know whether you went to the doctor. I would know whether you meds.
Yeah.
I would know whether you got prescriptions. So when a coach goes up to the podium and he says, and he's asked about an x-ray or an MRI on the foot, did he need that?
He just doesn't want to do.
Yeah, I know, but he says that he doesn't know the specifics of that, but he visited with Cam Newton. That, to me, tells me that there is a lot more to this than he's letting on, and that's why I'm confident that I don't think Cam Newton's going to play against the Houston Texans, and if he does, I don't think he's going to be very effective, because Carolina right now is looking 0-3 in the eyes. And if you're 0-3 heading into a matchup against the Houston Texans and you're going to have J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless chasing after you, why would you put Cam Newton in harm's way? I think it's very clear that there's more to this. We said this after the Thursday night game against Tampa Bay. I'm calling the shot right now. He will not face the Houston Texans. And that's why this game on Sunday against the Chargers team that is depleted is so significant, because this is a huge swing game, and against Carolina you're going to be facing Kyle freaking Allen. We've seen him play quarterback in the city.
Yeah, I agree with you that there's a lot more to it, but it's not just from what he said. I think he's just kind of protecting the guy's privacy a little bit, or whatever the details are of the injury, or maybe they don't know fully what the absolute is on his injury. But just put it all together, man. I don't think he's going to play. Certainly not this week, and probably not next week. And I think they're going to shut him down for a little bit. I really do. He may even have to require surgery. I mean, who knows what it is, with his ankle.
It's either he's washed up or he's really hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of two things with Cam Newton. He's either washed or he's extremely hurt. And, the connection always comes back to Deshaun Watson and the beating that Deshaun has taken. I will say this. At the very least, three seasons into Deshaun Watson, it seems like the Texans have at least made an effort to address the offensive line to where you can protect him a little bit more. But I don't think Cam Newton's going to be there. I fully expect him to be out, and that's just where I'm sitting right now, OG.
No, I'm sitting right there with you, and I feel like Cam Newton, like you said, he may be washed up. He's had to change his throwing motion because of the shoulder. Those things don't go away. We know that from Andrew Luck and others. I mean, we always reference Andrew Luck, but others have had that same thing and had issues. So then you add the ankle to that. I mean, it's going to be a while before he gets going again.
And the other thing about this is, this guy was the MVP of the league 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy who was the best player in the league 4 or 5 years ago. They were a favorite to beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl. So when you talk about not for long, you talk about guys not playing very long, it's really, really – I don't want to just – because I think Deshaun Watson's going to get that second contract, but I think it's something to keep an eye on. And speaking of Deshaun Watson, I wanted to throw this your way, and I don't know if this has any connection. I don't know if this has any impact or not, but we're going to hear from Jalen Ramsey in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, he addressed the media yesterday. It was actually – pretty good stuff from Jalen Ramsey.
It really was.
He was very candid. He was very honest. And he really seems like he's not trying to be a distraction, despite the fact he clearly wants a trade out of Jacksonville. But Jalen Ramsey, a lot of his animosity and a lot of his unhappiness with the Jags organization is that he didn't get a contract in the offseason when he was eligible after his third season in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the relationship became extremely, unsalvageable, or however you want to describe it. Deshaun Watson has the same agent, and this is Deshaun Watson's third year in the league. I know Deshaun mm-hmm. has a different personality than Jalen Ramsey, but is this something to keep an eye on when you take into account that you have the same agent, it's the same situation that we're going to have after this season, and it might be time for the Texans to pay Deshaun after this season?
And there's more reason to pay Deshaun over Jalen Ramsey. Even Jalen Ramsey was, at his position, a better player than Deshaun Watson is at quarterback, but the fact that he's a quarterback means you got to pay him, and I expect them to. That's part of the reason Clowney was an issue. That's part of the reason some of these other players are not going to be here, and Colvin and others and other players are going to have to get paid. But I think they are going to pay him for sure. But you talk about Cam Newton and Andrew Luck, and I've said it repeatedly, and how it not for long, all that stuff. This is part of the reason I really don't mind until he goes, or if he goes over the top, that Bill O'Brien is being so hasty with all his decisions. He knows not only is the window small, even for a guy that's only 24, just turned 24 years old or whatever, 25, in Deshaun Watson, but his own butt is on the line here.
Is it, though?
I think ultimately it will if they just totally collapse. So
what is a collapse to you?
If they go 5-11, 6-10?
To me, but yeah, I get what that means. I know that that's like a traditional collapse. And a lot of times when a coach does, hang around with, a mediocre record like Bill O'Brien has, right now he's 43-39 in his career, and mm-hmm. he's 1-3 in the postseason. So it's not a great record. But when someone like Chuck Pagano in his first 5 seasons has that same record, or Marvin Lewis, lingers around, I just don't think that it should have to hit rock bottom to go 5-11 for a change to be made. Because what is the next step? Like, if we're just going to sit here and we're going to act like 10-6 is good enough, or 9-7 is good enough, that goes back to what you always bring up, mm-hmm. the almost team.
Yeah.
So I just don't think throwing all your chips on the table and doing what you were doing, the exact same thing before you were throwing all your chips on the table, I don't look at that as success.
Well, I think you're right. It shouldn't have to go down to, okay, they're 6-10. Now we have to really look at Bill O'Brien's future. It shouldn't have to, but it will, because they've committed to him. They have given Bill O'Brien everything he wants. They've totally committed to him. No more Rick
but
Smith.
If he doesn't
no
give
more
them,
Rick Gaines.
But if he doesn't give them Brian Gaines.
Brian Gaines.
If he doesn't give them different results, then why should they continue to make that commitment?
Well, no. I'm not disagreeing with your premise. What I'm saying is now – this year is really the first year of the Bill O'Brien is king of the world year season, team or whatever.
Okay.
So he is king of the world over there.
Right.
So if they go 9-7, 8-8, he's going to get another year, because it's only 1 year of him being king of the world. But if he goes 6-10, they might all of a sudden go, you know, because the fan pushback is going to be so strong, because, you know, it will have blown up. There will be some more controversies and issues. When you go 6-10, people are going to bark, you know. It's going to be, you know, things tend to unwind a little bit and unravel. So I think the record does matter. It shouldn't, but I think it does.
Coming up next, why 6-10 should matter more. There's turmoil around the AFC South. We're going to go to Indianapolis. We're going to go to Jacksonville, and we're going to listen to it and react next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.